finding ourselves sitting together, an evening that, like every evening, finds us in the middle of our lives, in the middle of the swirling, constantly changing world. Sometimes when we come to sit, it feels like we can bring the body into something like stillness. And from there, maybe we feel even more how much everything is spinning. You may have in your heart the momentum of having tracked the wildfires this past week. You may have in your heart the momentum of the Me Too conversation that's unfolding in this country right now about sexual harassment of women. You may have in your heart any of the dramas that are the story of your people, your culture, your family, your own body and heart, the story of your intimate relationships, your community relationships, and the slow turning wheel of life on the whole planet. Whatever is the content of the mind, we can bring to it this core practice of resting in kindness. Seeing clearly and resting in kindness. And in a way, those two are the same thing. When we see something clearly, see it for what it is, we see the conditions that have led to this experience and the process in the heart, trying to make sense, trying to communicate, processing the world. When we see this clearly, we see forces and conditions and actions rising and falling. And natural kindness can arise. Everyone a little lost, a little beautiful, doing their best. Sometimes doing very well, sometimes doing very poorly. Some people tremendously confused and causing a lot of harm, expressing their fear and anger on the world. Other folks working hard to be kind and clear. Sometimes succeeding, sometimes not. At the heart of our practice of opening the heart to the world is the practice of not getting sucked under the waves. Or at least knowing when we are and orienting to the feeling of being underwater. And when we are not, when we can see with some clarity, some kindness, What we see is the process of suffering and trying and longing. How beauty flickers through the pain of this world. And that seeing we call compassion. To see the suffering of the world clearly with an open heart, we call compassion. Compassion arises as a meditative quality. When we orient toward what is challenging, but we are able to hold our seat with the soft, loving clarity of mindfulness, loving kindness, patience, wisdom. How do we do this? So explore the compassion practice a little as a meditative cultivation. Allow yourself to see in your mind's eye an image from this week. Whether it's a big kind of world-scale image, an image from the news, or an image of a friend or someone you care for, or of yourself in a situation. As you see the image, feeling the poignancy in it. If it's an image of someone happy, be awake to the nature of happiness in this life, that it rises and falls, comes and goes. It's unreliable, but it is a necessary and profound nourishment, even as it flickers in and out. And if the images of suffering or fear, loss, really the same reflection that it is the color of this life, that there is birth and death, that there is gain and loss. And we can feel the weight of loss. And seeing the image, feeling the heart connecting to sorrow or loss, or impermanence of pleasure. Notice any tendency for the mind to jump into it's too much or it's overwhelming. Those are thoughts. But just sitting with the tall spine, the clarity of your own presence, seeing sorrow, feeling care for those who suffer, including yourself. What's it like to fill the body with this feeling of caring? This isn't about what action you might take. This is just the feeling of care. And if it feels good to do, you can amplify the feeling by putting it into some words for yourself, just softly in the back of the mind. I care about your suffering, if you're thinking about someone else. Or, may my suffering end. May my pain be held in loving kindness. May you recover from loss and devastation. Whatever feels right in the heart. And then the cultivation, like all of the divine abidings, the Brahma Viharas, the cultivation of compassion as a meditative quality is to hold the feeling and the image and the words, if you're using them, all in a continuous and clear way. Just keep coming back to the image, the feeling, the words. And if it starts to fade or become rote, change the image. Bring it in to just one person that you care for, or open it out to whole groups of people, whole parts of the world. So we'll explore in this way. And the mind wanders, bringing it back. And continuing to, really in a basic way, see the world for what it is and be willing to not turn away. Feeling the resonance of this not turning away through the whole body, if you can. If this becomes too much, let it go. Let the eyes open, come back to the simple body sitting with the breath. The circle of people in the room. See yourself in the room. You can always let it go and come back when you're ready. We'll explore in this way, and when you're done with this exploration, you can just let go of the image, let the feeling dissolve into your cells and out into the night air, and return to simple practice with the breath, rising and falling.